Welcome back to Al, Bill, and David Watch TV. This is our next installment. Today we're going to be doing another early first season episode, in this case, the Corbinite Maneuver. The way we do this, as you've been on this before, is to have you queue up to your DVD, and we're going to start at just at the black screen right before the ship comes up. We have that at about 0.2 seconds, or 2 seconds, rather. So I want to make sure everyone's there. Bill, are you there?
Ready.
David?
Hi.
All right, audience. So we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, and go. And on go, start your DVD, and we'll start saying mildly intelligent things. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Whoops.
David, you wanted to do this show for a while.
I love this show because I think...
Because of the cheesy-looking Enterprise?
Another reuse of the Cage intro there, by the way.
Right.
No, it's... Bailey, he freaks me out because he gets a little overexcited about things. I felt so bad for
him. That's an odd shot.
It is.
That is an odd shot.
I love the fact that they have to photograph this stuff and actually send 400 people out there to take pictures instead of a robot. But that's just them.
Yeah, they hadn't thought of that yet.
Okay, I suppose.
He looks like the professor.
Yeah, he really does.
He's not the same guy, is it?
It's not Johnson.
Very good.
Watch your language. Watch your language.
But this guy apparently went on to do like...
look at that zipper, by the way.
Where?
On his neck. Sulu's zipper neck.
Check out the gold uniform on Uhura, too.
I think this is like... She did this... I think she was in that uniform twice, perhaps.
She's probably out of it more than that.
One would hope.
I touched her breast. Let's just get that out.
Okay.
1986.
Spokane, Washington.
Red Lion Inn.
In public, no
sad.
Less, though.
Sad, yeah, sad but true.
Mm. How long was it before you washed that elbow?
What do you mean, how long?
Okay.
So this is a couple decades before Erno Rubica invented his cube.
Was that Rubica? Is that it?
What's that?
Gosh, yeah. It's not that good there.
See, by the way, something I read somewhere, if you look, they did a nice effect here where after they composited it in the... Look at, you can see the cube reflecting on Spock, you know, the lighting, they used pulsing lights, and look at the railing in front. You can see the light of the cube being reflecting in the red railing.
Of the big piece of cheese?
And apparently they later used that same stock footage of the view screen, and you can see that flashing in the view... look, it's still flashing in the railing, and there's
no
cube there.
Yeah.
But that was nice of him to think of that.
Yeah. Somebody cared.
That's when they cared. Back in the day. It's blocking the way.
Yeah. No, here's Spock chiding him for raising his voice. And the very first thing we hear Spock doing is shouting across the whole bridge.
Exactly.
Hypocrite.
What a hypocrite.
Damn Vulcans.
He's a hypocrite.
Sorry.
Although he turns out to be more human than some of the human characters as time goes on in this show.
Isn't ironic.
Isn't it out? Wait, that's a song.
Anthony...
Opening credits.
So this dude, Anthony Call, he ended up being like a
is that the Russell Johnson look-alike?
Yes, it is. he was in soap operas for like 20, 25 years, something like that. He looks like hell. I think I'll post a picture. Because it looks nothing like that.
That ought to draw
now.
The people in.
I thought
in.
So.
Aging soap star. Going back to the early years. Why was the credits have one type of font, but in the first season, the show titles had a different font?
Because they were.
Did you notice that?
Well, it seems like the opening credits evolve almost on a show-by-show basis for the first half of the season, as they're getting it together and getting it right.
I didn't realize. I knew they were different from season to season.
Yeah, but like who gets credited and so forth.
Now, this is a slightly different looking Enterprise.
Yeah, it's very grainy. Crap. I don't. Yeah. I can't tell even if that's the one with the animated nacelles or not, or you know which version of the model that is.
Kind of a rough hair.
There's a little. Is beefcake the appropriate term?
Yeah.
I always like the slippers.
Where else do we see that the little leg pumpy action? Doesn't Chekhov do that at some point?
No, I think isn't it like. What's his name from Where No Man Has Gone Before?
Yeah. So it's earlier, so that's why I was laying around.
He's so happy about it. Sadist.
Well, you know how it is with doctors.
Yeah, they're pretty evil. It's all for the good.
He's how old was he here?
I think mid-30s, early 30s. I think that was supposed to be part of the thing. Part of the canon is supposed to be he is the youngest captain,
starship captain,
to ever command a Federation. What is it? An Enterprise class vessel.
This is very sort of classic Star Trek in the sort of wandering around. You know, wandering around
half naked. Oh, sorry,
wandering around half naked, homoerotic overtones, sweater, cardigan over the shoulders, walking the halls naked.
Which I think he, in fact, does here now, doesn't he? Does he?
He absolutely does. And we
this
find
this is a very funny line here. Hold on, he just.
You know, they're always checking it. Those little bumpy things on the walls. I don't know why. I think there's over concern about, like, they're going to explode soon or something.
I wonder who applied the Vaseline to his chest. He's looking very metrosexual there, very manscaped. God, he's so sad when he lost his hair. Oh, retrosexual. Bill, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me what the hell those lights mean.
Which ones?
Going up.
The infinite number of I mean, how many freaking decks are there?
There aren't that many. I don't.
Yeah.
Is that half a deck?
Maybe sick bay is like in the
sleep at home, Bailey.
The bottom.
Please go.
Now here comes the adrenal gland affair.
Adrenal from the Latin, next to the rene or next to the kidney. Same word as epinephrine, above the kidney. That's my Cliff Clavin moment for the day. Thank you. Boy, he's naked. Entire show,
pretty much
to this point. Spock here.
Well,
so we didn't see him zip up his zipper.
Does he zip?
There it is.
Does he have a zipper?
No, I don't think so.
You mean like a fly?
No, in the uniform. You know, they had those zippers in the that zipped up to the collar.
This is kind of, we see this thing, the ship versus item. Kind of, this is like the hand of Adonis,
right?
It's probably the same shot too.
Anything
recycled.
Else? Yeah, probably the same shot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we see this.
This is a cool shot.
Yeah, the little handheld.
Is it handheld? I don't think it's handheld.
Very
I think
rare.
It's just.
Oh, look at how it's bouncing around. Yeah. It's got to be.
Very rare shot. I don't think. Have you ever seen that? Following him onto the bridge.
Not very often. We
starting.
Him follow,
it started in the turbo lift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's beautiful.
We've seen them follow him into the turbo lift.
Right. And out of it once.
I think that wasn't that naked that. Time they did that. You know, the thing is, if it's there's some perspective errors or something's going on. That
big time.
It's 107 meters.
That means they ship someone else along. That's a solid cube of cheese. That is the biggest hunk of space Gouda.
That is a little piece of plastic. I used to have one of those. It was a little set of these, like four cubes.
Get out of here.
It's a little set of four cubes that would...
From this ship?
Okay.
I mean, from...
No, not from the show.
Was it a puzzle?
Oh, it's like a puzzle, yeah.
Yeah,
I think,
right.
I think it's one of those. And they just fuzz it.
Oh.
Bright lights and a little soft focus.
Something like that.
Could be. Yeah, that image of this ship looks like the same thing from Adonis's hand, and maybe when the ship is suspended in Catspaw and in
I love how Sulu's asleep here on the end of the table.
That's
they've been
really,
there for a while.
Yeah, you don't see.
No,
that.
You don't. They edit that stuff out. We don't need.
I was just in a meeting like that.
Yeah.
Space buoy of some kind.
Flypaper. That's a That's a nice little pun. And I think it went right over his head. Lack of experience with humor, I suppose.
Yeah, what is he thinking? Could Uhura look any more disinterested?
Well, they've been there for, what, 18 hours?
She's a pro.
Yeah.
Buck up.
As opposed to Sulu, who was asleep at the wheel. he's looking a little disheveled.
He's always got that kind of broken up, swoopy hair look. I remember, what was the Where Silence Has Lease, I think it was? Or it was Next Generation, where they had the space buoy. That was a great, that was a very nice effect. Well, they couldn't get away from that thing.
I don't think I'd seen that.
It had this kind of dinging space buoy, and they kept on trying to fly away from it.
You mean, like, this episode?
They ran into a duplicate... No. Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of parallels.
Parallel, or...
That was
or,
one that had the Mobius.
Or obvious, or overt stealing.
But that was different. They ran into, like, the sort of future Picard keeled over in a shuttle.
Oh, well, that's okay, then.
No, maybe it was Times Squared. I can't remember. I think that's what it was. I'm making it up. I have no idea.
I'm still fixated on the zipper thing. It looks like Kirk's got one. But he's got a totally different collar than everybody else. Everybody else has got the turtleneck-looking collar.
Yeah, those are left over from the pilot.
From where No Man's Gone Before.
The second pilot,
right? Oh, the second pilot, yeah. Oh, he does have a zipper up there. You're right.
Yeah, check out the high zipper.
So is the zipper for a shirt that's underneath it, or is it for the actual tunic?
No, it's that shirt, because I don't think they were very stretchy. So they had to have a zipper so they could get it over their head.
Action shot.
You notice they're still doing the thing with the lights illuminating the bridge. You know, they're flashing colored lights. Nice attention to detail.
Am I losing my sight, or is that getting fuzzier?
It is getting fuzzier.
Well, that's because it's getting all...
hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Hot and buttered.
It's kind of slowing down, though, too.
Yeah, oh, now speeding up. That's smoothed out. I get their rotoscoping's back in sync.
Who wrote this episode?
I don't know. Some guy. Oh, Jerry Soule. What else did he write?
Oh, that sounds right.
Somebody. Now, the bridge is the very, very, very top of the center of the thing, right?
Yeah.
That's where they show
us. Actually physically pretty far away from it.
That's right. Yeah, right. They're the whole radius of the saucer section plus... Right.
Well, I don't think that they're actually looking at a window. Through a window.
No,
there's a,
of course
there's
not.
So, then this thing must be like... Yeah, I would assume they have a nose camera. Something like that. So, now if...
Alien cam?
Yeah. So, if it's approaching the lethal zone, haven't they already accumulated enough radiation to die at this point? Did they all get shots of adrenaline or something?
They got pills for that.
Boy, that thing must be getting awfully close to them.
Either they need to pull back on the zoom on the Enterprise nose cam.
Or they went for... Somebody said, we need the psychedelic shot for the week.
Well, it must be down to, like, 3 meters, 9 feet away. It's...
Yellow.
That's pretty good.
What's the thing that's in between the helm and the navigator, that big old circle?
The astrogator, I think. Or
no,
seriously.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to the next, sort of after the next commercial.
So it's sort of decision time?
They're just sitting there. What have they done? Have they incurred any significant damage?
I guess no hair is falling out or major organ failure.
Oh, they're falling out, mister. They're falling out, mister. Don't you worry. D-Jack Hooker is coming. That scene from Star Trek IV where he's swimming underground to mate with the whales. That scene's coming. Okay, so he's not mating, per se, but...
Spock's looking awfully red there.
Yeah.
You know, very heavy on the...
Very non-green-blooded way.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
He's looking downright pretty.
Yeah, he looks... that's almost like clown makeup.
In the next scene, he pulls a big scarf out of his ear.
I think he's going to present Kirk with a big fake
bouquet.
Kiss.
Yeah. It's squirting with his lapel.
All of a sudden, Bailey gets official. I don't know.
Yeah, Bailey. Well, I got nothing better to do. I'm just going to wander up here, Mr. Doctor.
I don't know. I can't imagine that 3 days worth of photographing things in space is going to exhaust the crew to any great degree.
Unless they don't really want to be there.
It could be.
Yeah, but maybe it's all the heavy drinking they're doing at night.
There really wasn't a 10-4. There was just kind of a lounge, right?
Yeah, I think they went to the
rec room.
Isn't that where they do the 3D chess and... excuse me.
Right, exactly.
Are there some such thingies?
Yes. But there's not a lot of recreational drinking outside of ceremonies.
That's right. You don't see...
Well, you're going to see it right now.
Like, right now this episode?
Yeah,
right now,
sure. Drinking's a big part of this episode.
Right. But that's ceremony. I mean, they're meeting all that stuff.
Just
pay attention.
Right.
Listen. Shut
up. I guess we can tell who's watched this very recently and who hasn't. See?
Wow.
On duty, no less.
I love it.
Captain's always on duty.
Glasses.
And those are some fairly nice glasses.
Those are hot. I wonder what they're drinking, did you say?
Romulan ale. I have no idea.
Fake wood table.
Might not be fake.
Might not be wood.
Might not be a table. I guess they went back from the flat panel monitors. I guess I figured those took up too little room. There's the 6%.
Yep.
This is Yeoman Ryan / Rand.
They change your name?
Yeah, I was saying in the other episode that Spock called out, it was the script said Ryan, and he said Rand during the take, and from then on, she just became Rand.
I like Rand. B. I think that's where, love that smug little smirk. I'm going to go
eat
it
now. Some greens.
This is all stuff you don't see very often when they're just putting it on air.
Can we just get down to it? Did he ever deliver the goods?
Not that we got to know about, I don't think.
Only in fanfic.
But I don't know what that
means. Fanfiction. Yeah.
Oh dear God. What about was there ever any insinuation? Was there any clutched moments in
I think we got it in Naked Time was if he was ever going to make
two?
A move, that would have been it, and he never seemed to.
When he's all drunky?
Yeah.
So much for my salad. Slaved over a hot replicator.
But they don't actually say that they're replicators.
Oh, you're right, Bill. They're
still flashing,
The rails are glowing. There's not a lot of people up front. Up there. The occasional alien beaming in. The occasional Sigma to Cronus.
I have to say, this... You know, all kidding aside, this side... This shot, I mean, really... Uh-huh. I've always found it pretty impressive. Them approaching the...
And it's an iconic Fisarius. Moment as well. Or at least...
Is it... I mean, because of the design of the ship, or just
all
no,
of it. I mean,
just
you know, the whole idea that they're just coming up on some unknown object for the first time, and clearly an advanced and superior civilization, and it's the wow factor.
Why
this?
Say
this is the part I like. This is this right here, where they're coming up to this thing, and it is clearly enormous.
Yeah,
it ain't small.
Nope. Yeah, that's pretty good, except for the ship's not masked in very well, the Enterprise, but. You know.
I just like it because, you know, even for the 60s, you know, I don't know that much about the history of sci-fi, whatever, but still ships were all little rocket ships. They were all sort of gleamy, silvery, pointy, you know, aimed at something.
Right.
Not just some orb.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So
very unconventional for
this. Very cool. Yeah. I give them full credits for this.
And you got to think about what... If you were in this position, you're... Flying along, you're the bee's knees. There's no greater civilization.
I was
humans.
The what?
Bees, knees.
Just let it go.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, gosh. Step away from the car.
Thank you. And then you encounter something like this. That's a big moment.
Yeah. If I was in a badass ship, yeah. I'd be pretty stoked. But
well, they thought
United
they did.
Earth Ship Enterprise.
Yeah. Yeah, right. What is that?
You notice that there's no mention of the Federation here except for this guy's ship.
Except for this guy's ship.
Right.
It's
right.
Interesting. When did we hear
I think
about
they
the
copied the
Federation
name.
Federation?
Hmm? Oh.
They liked it so much. That's the first view of that thing. We've seen Spock with that. We've seen Uhura with that mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wonder. It's obviously molded really to their ear. Right? Do they all each have one?
Uhura
yeah,
does.
Yeah, they
gotta
fleck the ear boogers out of there. Yeah. It's kind of proto Bluetooth.
Wipe that thing off before you give it back to me.
Exactly.
This dude sounds like Ruck.
He also sounds like Lurch. What do you know?
Well.
Is it?
I bet.
It's Ted Cassidy, yeah.
Ted Cassidy, is it?
Is it?
Yep.
No, really. He wasn't in the Partridge Family, was he?
That's a different Cassidy.
No, Ted Bass.
Right.
Ted Sang Bass.
Teen heartthrob Ted Cassidy.
He had some glandular issues.
Well, that was rude.
That's some proto Rammstein he's playing. Yeah, Rammstein. It's a nice. You're 20 minutes into the episode, and it's really
they've upped the stakes already.
Exploration, yeah. They have no idea what's going on. Although on red alert, which means everybody stand still.
Or freak.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't say anything. Yeah, that's definitely a zipper. This is a good shot.
Okay, Sulu's not bailing him out anymore.
Did Bailey? He's not bailing out Bailey.
Yeah.
He's sailing on Sailor.
That guy just fall on Uhura? He's for a landing pad.
Lifelong dream. It's a lifelong dream. I don't know. She's not that hot either. Are there any people with red shirts, or are they just out of red shirts for this episode?
Scotty was up there, wasn't he? He was up there with a red shirt.
Oh, that's right. Scotty was wearing one. Yep.
What was Rand wearing?
It was red. There's one right back there. So
much for that observation.
It's a worthy note.
Speak the devil.
You know, the doctor spends an awful lot of time on the bridge. I think it must be awfully boring in sickbay.
Yeah, you'd think that he'd actually have some people to look after down there. With 400 people on board, there'd be some... Somebody's got a hangnail or...
Well, hours of boredom, moments of terror. That's the description.
Bailey seems to have an irrational fear of the unknown. On the other hand, that ship's pretty damn big. It's kind big.
Of rocking like a...
I think he's going into autistic mode.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you start spinning things or... See, nobody move.
How do they screen people? I mean, how did this guy get on?
Well, I was
going to
ask that because it's not... clearly, the standards have changed. You'd think Starfleet would be a little bit more... rigorous. Don't they talk about that a lot in the next
last
generation?
Refuge for
how much
right, but
you
at
go
this
through?
Point, they hadn't figured it out. I mean, they talk about the academy, they talk about, you know, I think they haven't even figured out if it's military, if it's exploratory, if it's, you know, it's all one big gamish.
Right. They're kind of like the Coast Guard here.
Right. He's kind of brewing. See Sulu reaching over and doing his thing? We're losing him. Bailey's going down.
Yeah.
Hey, they don't have their little They don't have their little scissor action retractable visor things at the Navigator.
Those are pretty sporadic, weren't they?
Yeah, we didn't see those very often, but I don't even see them at all, even in the retracted position here.
I think they're in the Smithsonian at this point.
You mean now?
Yeah. No,
they'll bring him out of retirement for later episodes.
Creepy-eyed moving Baylock. Yeah. Where did Baylock come from? Please don't say his mommy.
Mr. and Mrs. Baylock.
Yeah.
It creeped me out when I was a kid. This is a great head, but it's just a horrific piece of puppetry.
Well, but I think that they wanted you to appreciate that it really was. Because we're going to find out. Sorry for spoiling it for anybody. That it really is a puppet.
Oh, duh,
right?
No. Are you done? There's a. Well. Is he going to give him medication?
Not yet.
It's just odds that this is happening.
That's my favorite line.
Which
He's
is the
doing
point.
The countdown.
He's kind of actually the only one actually doing any acting. Overacting, sorry.
That's right. I think he's given Kirk some ideas.
Oh, yeah, Kirk's got a
no,
cool
now,
one.
Yeah, don't worry. He's saving it for later.
You're dusted.
Well, he's more, you know, he can handle the situation. He just can't handle his crew member freaking out on him.
Right.
I think I can buy that.
The whole deep space thing.
He's mad at that the guy's not doing his, you know, performing his duty. If you have people not doing their job right, then the whole
he's just pissed off that McCoy was right.
The guy in the background, by the way, is holding what is a flight slide rule that you use on an airplane for calculating fuel burn and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm sure that's what that is. It looks just like one.
Just another.
Apparently the dimension we can't see helps with the warp.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just wishes they'd listen.
This is the actual Corbomite maneuver.
Eventually. We need to pause for another break.
Yes. Build the drama. I wonder what they were advertising for during this.
I always love this. It's like those little molecule models that you could play with. I always wonder what they made this thing out of.
Light bulbs. Sulu does do a lot of countdowns. Nice. Kirk Enter from right. Burden of responsibility. Hands behind head. Looks like somebody's calling the captain. Yes, honey.
Bring home a gallon of milk.
From the Star Space Station. A lot of people in the bridge doing nothing.
Now it's red alert.
No, this is post-red alert, darken the bridge, have a serious discussion. They pulled this a couple times.
That's not an attitude that he likes to hear very much.
That's true. He doesn't do it much, does he?
What, Spock? Go for just cave?
Yeah. There was the episode Spock's cave.
What? Oh.
Okay, no. Spock's brain. I just want to mention Spock's brain as much as possible.
Yeah.
Is there any parallel to this show other than that the space buoy in the Next Generation?
You mean
sort of like the
within this
mock ship and within the whole sort of canon of Star Trek?
The Tholian web is a little similar, right? Where they
that's
get
true.
Held I mean, in space.
They encounter first one ship and then they get held eventually.
Well, there's a few things where things are not as
Spectre
they
of the Gun.
That's okay.
You have Arena, where these guys are being tested, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You have... Actually, there's a few of them where they get tested. What's the one with Abraham Lincoln and Savage Curtin? Thank you. That's another one where they're being tested.
But are they being tested here, or is they're just kind of trying to get scared away?
I think they're being...
It's a boogeyman.
Initially, yes, but ultimately...
Wait, Wizard of Oz.
You should cover your ears, Al. Ultimately, this is a test for them.
Yes. Is it?
Well, okay, you'll find... I don't know.
No, no, no. I think it turns out to be a test, but I think if it goes the way that the First Federation wanted to go, they would just have been scared off. Bill, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm watching it.
He's just trying to watch the damn show and leave us alone. Oh, here's the maneuver.
This is the carbonite maneuver.
Yeah, this is.
Look, they're also proud of him for this.
At least one other time. Yeah. They did this during Deadly Years.
Yeah, this is a, you know, doomsday device kind of thing. This is right up there with Dr. Strangelove, right? Same kind of approach.
Mutual assured destruction.
Right,
although the implication here is that they won't be harmed. It's somebody that it'll just reflect the energy back on them, and only the Viserys would be destroyed.
I don't think that's what he said.
No.
Oh, excuse. But yes.
Yeah, actually, no. I think you're right. He did say that.
The implication was that I don't know if he directly said that, but he didn't say destroying all of us. He said destroying the attacker.
Maybe something our listeners can chime in on at the website.
Next.
Al, Bill, and David watch TV.
If you guys were paying attention. Let us know.
Yeah.
Both of you. Mom. Doesn't look good. But it's well played. Do we hear about him being of mixed lineage before this?
We did in...
Mantrap, because he's crying for his mother, but do we hear that she's human?
You mean Naked Time,
Naked Time, excuse me.
I'm sick of your half-breed interference, Mr. Spock.
That's later.
Yeah, right then. But
that's This Side of Paradise, right?
You know, you'd think they'd have more clocks.
There was the line, right? Sulu saying, I knew he would, even though they didn't put in the Baylock voiceover, saying, you now have 1 minute. Right?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, Sulu says 1 minute, and then he pauses and says, I knew he would. So I always thought that meant he's saying, I knew he would have, so I did it. But other people have said it's because there was a missing voiceover where Baylock was supposed to say.
You going down? This is a little pathologic of Sulu.
Well, we all cope in different ways with our imminent destruction.
I think we all stand around the captain's chair.
Hold
it. Watch meekly as our fallen.
They should all join hands.
Why is it? I mean, sorry for being dumb. Why is it they're all so sure they're going to get wiped out? Just because the ship's big?
Yeah. Well, they've no reason to believe otherwise. The last thing tried to kill him.
Yeah, but what has it done?
They could wipe out a ship smaller than them. You know, why wouldn't they think a ship bigger than them could wipe them out?
But have they? Was there a demonstration of power or something?
No,
it's just big. But that cube was dangerous.
Losers.
And it was tiny.
It had radiation. I'm surprised they didn't all clutch in a feral embrace. Nice lighting.
Yeah, nobody's even closing their eyes.
Bailey was. No. He was put a bag over their heads.
Put a bag over the head.
Lying down.
I guess that's only for London people for later.
I love this line, the little exchange also.
It is nice. Was there much of... I don't remember there being a lot
McCoy
of poker
here.
In this, so...
He's all excited. This, you know, it's interesting because Spock and McCoy have such a different relationship here than they develop over time. It's not antagonistic here. It's just mutually respectable.
It's interesting. Spock becomes the student of human nature, and McCoy descends into a just one sort of self-destructive sort of negative thing after another.
He's just pissed off about Nancy Crater.
Yes.
The one woman in his life, that was it.
There was a couple one women.
That's true.
You know, she clearly was.
She was special.
Not that hot.
And he's back.
There's some bad eye movement on him.
I like the little wave effect, though. I have no idea how they do that.
That is odd. Do you think it's got to be some glass thing? There's no computer
graphics. Yeah, it's not any well-informed readers feel free, or listeners feel free to chime in.
So what are they going to do here?
No, that was it. They just made him so you can't see him anymore.
Oh.
Cut him off.
For my next trick.
She's so clever.
Coffee for everyone.
She's so proud of herself. Bailey's still freaking.
Why would that be on anybody's mind?
She's a good yeoman.
I guess.
That's the requirement.
She dusted a few coffee pots because she had the wrong setting, but...
That's clever.
I want them just right, though. 2,000 metric tons. Is that a lot?
For a ship? No.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, it isn't really.
That's a five-baller. Taking the old five-baller around the galaxy. Dad, I want a five. Dad, I want a five-baller for Christmas. Oh, son, you're too young for a five-baller.
Actually, Bill, how much does a plane weigh?
Do not be deceived.
Oh, thousands of...
Tons or pounds?
Thousands of... I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. You think I should know?
I would think, but...
I think it could be thousands of tons, yeah.
Millions of pounds? How the hell you get that off the ground with,
like... heavy.
What's the thrust on the engines?
No, it's not the thrust that does it for you, right?
Well, no, lift. But it's both. They work... Okay, off top.
Thrust doesn't get you off the ground. You just get to see it. Speed.
I didn't know that. I fly a lot, but I didn't know that.
Okay, now here they've just got a lot of time on their hands. Bailey's awfully relaxed.
So now suddenly Sulu's all tense. He wasn't all tense when they were steering down the enormous ship. Now they're just looking at the five-baller, and he's all...
he fears the five-baller! With an empty 7-7 weighs 306,000 pounds. That's a 7-7-200.
I mean, they kill it a good 2 minutes with this.
Yeah, so maximum takeoff option goes up to 506,000 pounds. Depending on
how fast
people are. I just know that stuff.
I love the internet.
Internet, schminternet. No resistance around it. It's so interesting. Oh, Uhura needs a back rub. A little handheld camera there. Still a little unusual. I just don't remember that much of handheld.
There wasn't later on.
It's funny that it came into vogue again much later, but...
Well, I think it came into vogue when people started to want to make shows look a little bit more... gritty and
yeah, it's
like
documentary. More of a "you are here" kind of feel, yeah. Right? When you,
right, you are clearly not.
But
in space.
Back then, I think it was just because they had to.
Right, exactly. We can't afford one of them
those
tripods. We're too busy spending money on those expensive plastic buttons. Wow, that's just a crappy-looking ship.
No, it's not. It's an awesome-looking ship. The Enterprise is beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. I meant in terms of the model.
Again, you know, they probably have to recycle a lot of these shots because they don't have a huge budget.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had a huge budget, and it still wasn't enough.
This show, I'm going to say, you know, looking back in the naked time and this show, that's just odd. The coolant temperature. Looking back at the naked time and this, really, these are very sort of exploratory shows, you know.
Sure, there's a lot of groundwork being laid. Were the other ones worse? No, these are all the early episodes were like, you know, they need a lot of exposition, explanation. They're kind of pilots. This, I've always thought of this as like another pilot. You could see this as being their first episode. Because
it was the first episode filmed. It was the first non-pilot film.
There was a lot of stuff people hadn't fell into their characters yet. There's a lot of, you know, even the writers hadn't coalesced.
Right. They didn't know Scott and McCoy were lovers. I mean, they were kind of exploring that. Oh, what's he doing? It's
like Spock's trying to
he's shaking the ship, yeah.
I thought he was giving one to
this stuff. Feels a little loose.
He lost the chip back there. Spock's strong.
Nothing else is shaking around. So are they like in their seats shaking each other around, or are they actually shaking the bridge? I think they're all just kind of jumping up and down.
But they show another wide shot of McCoy. He was looking pretty funny there too.
Uhura's holding up pretty well.
Oh yeah, she's laughing. That looked like some self-entertainment. I got to be honest with you there.
Okay.
That's some gratuitous shaking still going on. So they were just trying to pull away from the five-baller?
They really had a lot of time on their hands for this episode. There's just so much...
But I think that's more realistic, you know?
I suppose, but... Yeah, maybe... I mean, these days...
Yeah, it's more what I imagine space to be like.
Well, no, but in a show these days, you don't have moments of inaction for extended periods of time.
Boom, yeah. Right. Yeah, the way you're going.
And I'm just curious, why do they all look like they're working so hard? I don't think it's...
I don't know, you think after about five
it's like
or six
he's holding
tosses
his breath.
Back and forth, they'd sit down.
Well, they're just...
Maybe it's hanging on so hard.
Trying to get people from watching the Tammy Grimes show.
McCoy's wiping himself off. It couldn't even be said to have to be vigorously toweling ourselves off.
Yeah, apparently they're operating by candlelight.
Well, you know, that power is precious there. I'm surprised they haven't dusted Mr. Bailey yet.
Really, if he's that bad at his job, get somebody who can do it.
Yeah, they only let him go back to his post as a courtesy because they thought they were all going to die.
Exactly, they thought he was going to...
Right, but now that they're not, get rid of him.
Hello, ship surgeon, what are you doing just sitting there? Looking like a Neanderthal.
Especially after all that shaking around, you'd think he'd be waiting for all the injuries to roll in.
I think he's scared.
It's putting him in his place.
I think they've had about as much contact with that guy as they want, right?
Exactly. Maybe, but there's another good chance for them to...
We're going
to
keep contacting him until he kills us.
Well, their mission is...
That's the thing. I mean, they've made it clear that that's the whole point of this show, is seek out new life and new civilizations. They're going to hammer that point home.
Now, what do you think about this choice of taking Bailey
out of
there?
His freaking mind? I mean,
that doesn't make.
That's not a command.
Maybe this is Kirk's way of saying, "Hey, maybe I can finally get rid of this guy."
Well,
or maybe I can. Maybe this is exactly what he needs.
You don't
to
take
get
somebody like that on a first contact mission. That's crazy. I mean, from a realistic point of view, that wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't think that makes sense.
I think Kirk just would rather just kill him himself, but he knows he can't do it, so he's hoping somebody else will take care of it for him.
You mean, and with fingers in quote marks, transporter accident coming? It's a different color. Yep. See, I find these interesting.
I like those little belts. They're stylish.
So they put them under the, there you go. Did we see, what the hell?
You know, he couldn't have just
Thank
beamed
you, sir. May I have another? Exactly. I'm sure they didn't lay down.
Now, why didn't they just beam him to a part of the ship where they didn't have to do that?
Have to, yeah.
Who knows?
I guess this is the
We're lucky just to be alive at this point.
I guess that's the beaming reception area.
They're in a dentist's office.
That's cute.
It's in engineering.
It isn't.
No, actually, you know what? That panel doesn't show up in engineering until after this episode.
But that is the exact same panel from engineering?
It is. It will become the panel in engineering after this episode.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that.
There he is. It's the dude
Oh my God, does he need his diaper changed?
No, but he stole that stop sign from some planet.
I'll take care of that. Don't worry.
Yep.
Whoops.
I always thought it would be me.
Don't touch me. Don't greet me.
So this dude, Clint Howard, has probably got more acting experience under his belt by now than all three of these other guys together.
More acting talent,
well, that
too.
May be.
Come, gentlemen.
This stuff is apparently grapefruit juice. And he doesn't like it.
It's funny that this is Ron Howard's brother, you know, big mega producer or whatever director now. That he would sit here and this is how he was. His brother was already doing this. He was doing what?
He was already LP.
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah.
But this, well,
and not very many years from now till Ron Howard was Richie Cunningham, right? At this point,
that's right.
Now, wasn't Clint Howard was he on Flipper or
Gentle Ben?
The one with the big bear? Animal Base.
Yeah, some animal show, yeah.
Yes. Some sanctimonious.
I don't know why Kid just didn't get mauled. He was annoying.
Made a nice little snack for the bear.
But
so, what does this guy do? Just sit around in his ship and drink this stuff all day? I mean,
He certainly seems awfully comfortable with himself.
Yeah. Well, my ship's dead. I'm out here. I got some aliens.
Dude, he's got the fireball and he's got
Here's the deal. This is where you're going to find out what this is all about.
He's disturbing. I must say, nothing against Clint Howard, who I'm sure is better looking than I am. But
no, he's not. They really
pick somebody who looks like kind of a not a human a little bit.
He's always been...
I mean, I can buy
he's always had a really
not
freaky
a
face.
Human child.
This is an unusual looking character, and grew up to be.
He's a little syndromic.
Grew up to be even yet more so.
Yeah, yeah.
And he beat Ron to the bald thing.
What? Oh yes.
He has some low set ears. Yeah. Who did the voice here?
Don't know. Some dude.
Who did his
Vic
teeth?
Perrin.
That's like pre-Ferengi. He's kind of proto-Ferengi looking.
Yeah, he is. He had a few more wrinkles and larger ears, but look how he's so happy.
Dude, that's totally the professor right there. This is kind of a happy ending.
Yeah, he's a little overly entertained, though.
A little awkward handshake.
Not only that, but it's quite comfortable with the hand holding.
Now, What's with that big freaking ring? It's got like some poison on it. It's like the gum Jabbar. Sorry, a little crossover action there. This is a nice shot going away.
Yeah, I do kind of like this, the way it fades out here with them walking around in the...
And the whole idea...
And let me show you around.
It's two captains doing, you know, both proud of their ships. It's a sweet episode.
I don't know. What do you think, guys? 1 to 5? No half points.
Oh, no halves?
Yeah, what was that noise?
I think that was me. I give this a 4. I think it's really good, especially in light of the series being a little, hadn't been fully developed by any means yet.
Right.
So I think they did pretty good with what they had.
We got a lot of stuff out of this episode. So, you know.
I thought it was going to be better.
I
think it better. I remembered it being better. I don't know. I'm giving it a 3.
Yeah, I'd have to... overall, 3, just because there's a little too much cheese in it. And it's a slow episode. And maybe I'm just used to having stuff happen faster nowadays, but it's just a slow episode.
Well, it's not... Right, slow or not slow, it's not the end of the world.
No,
it's,
sure.
I don't know. What did it do? I mean, Bailey was kind of just a guy that came and went.
A lot of exposition in this. And a lot of setup for character development.
As much as I hate to say we learn about what the individual characters are about. Because we didn't really go anywhere. We didn't learn anything about the ship. It was all just the interplay of the characters. Yeah. We learn a little bit about Kirk. We learn some about Spock, even though that changes some of it later. Uh-huh. His demeanor.
He's still figuring out how much he's allowed to shout. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Well, good. Well, hopefully people will enjoy that, and we'll get this, we'll get on to the next. What are we doing next, gentlemen?
I think we're due for a little bit more guide work. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to explore a little of that.
All right. So we plan on doing episode 2 of The Hitchhiker's...
Episode 2 of The Guide. We'll go from there.
All right, gents.
I'm no kidding, from one of our subscribers, somebody already requested Spock's brain.
You lie.
Really?
I am dead serious.
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking about that just now, about when we move on to the stuff that is wide open to heavy-duty ridicule, those could be a lot of fun.
Dude, it's all wide open to heavy ridicule.
That's true, but a few episodes ask for it as badly.
Well, I mean, even some of the... I mean, we got one for Devil in the Dark, too, the Horta mounting episode.
No Kill Eye.
So. I'm a big fan of that episode, though. That's another one that totally creeped me out for a long time.
Well, David, I think because it speaks
to
your inner humanity.
Yes.
The children! The children! The Cave of Eternity!
Okay, just save it for the big stuff.
Yeah, stay tuned, folks.
All right, it's going to get better.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, kids. We'll see you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.